Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The International Court of Justice in The Hague is hearing opening statements on Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories. As Terry Schultz reports, Palestinian representatives are demanding an immediate end to the 57-year occupation.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki addressed the ICJ first in this process requested by the UN Security Council to receive an advisory opinion on the legal status of Israel's occupation of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem.
Palestine legitimately seeks the fulfillment of the rights of our people, including the independence of the state of Palestine on the pre-1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital.
More than 50 speakers are expected to take the stand over a week of hearings in The Hague. Israel is submitting a written opinion. It will take the 15 judges an estimated 6 months to produce their non-binding opinion on whether the Israeli government is in violation of international law. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Canada says it's donating more than 800 drones to the Ukrainian military. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it's part of an additional aid package to Kyiv.
The announcement was made by Defense Minister Bill Blair in Ottawa. The drones are worth about $95 million and will come out of a $500 million aid package announced by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau during his visit to Kyiv in June. Blair says the drones would help Ukraine's frontline troops assess targets and threats quickly and accurately. The Skyranger R-70 drones are expected to be delivered in early April. Blair also says that Canada's pledge to buy more than $400 million in surface-to-air missile defense systems, along with the U.S., has been blocked by Republicans, so that purchase won't go through until the military aid is approved by Congress. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Banking giant Capital One is taking steps to acquire Discover Financial in an all-stock deal that's valued at around $35 billion. Capital One founder and CEO Richard Fairbank announced the planned merger in a video statement to employees.
Discover is a big company, but they're the smallest of the four U.S.-based global payment networks. And this acquisition will add scale to help it compete with the biggest players.
The Capital One Discover deal is subject to approval by regulators and shareholders. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a proposal that creates new legislative maps. Democrats are expected to pick up seats in the legislature under the new redrawn districts, giving each major party near even control. GOP lawmakers signed off on the changes to avoid a state Supreme Court ruling on the matter. The Wisconsin legislature has been controlled by Republicans for over a decade. On Asian markets, shares are mixed, up a fraction in Hong Kong and Shanghai. This is NPR. In Alabama, the state Supreme Court says frozen embryos are people. The ruling overturns a lower court decision that tossed out a wrongful death case involving the accidental destruction of frozen embryos. The state's highest court says someone should be held liable. Nearly a dozen states have laws declaring that life begins at fertilization. Roughly 45% of older adults, especially women, have muscle loss that puts them at risk of falls and physical decline. NPR's Allison Albury reports that prevention includes resistance training and eating enough protein.
Millions of women 60 and older have sarcopenia, a condition marked by loss of muscle and strength. Weight training is a key way to fend off physical decline, and though many Americans don't get enough physical activity, researcher Rachel Pajednik says there's advantages to starting no matter your age.
You can build muscle up into your 70s, your 80s, your 90s.
The other important part of the equation is consuming enough dietary protein. Up to half of women over 50 don't consume adequate amounts to support maintenance or growth of lean muscle mass. There are lots of sources, and research shows eating plenty of plant-based protein is tied to healthy aging. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back in a London court today for a final hearing on whether he can be extradited to the U.S. Prosecutors allege he conspired with former Army intelligence agent to steal government secrets. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.